Welcome to the Motor for Life radio show. This is Robert Christensen. Thank you for joining me. The most powerful motivator I have in my life? Sleep. Just sleep. 7 to 8 hours a night. Can't speak more highly of that. And to get 7 to 8 hours of solid sleep requires a discipline that most people I find struggle with. To go to bed at a specific time and to get up at a specific time and to take the actions necessary to create the environment where you can get the sleep. So before I talk about that, I want to talk about why sleep is so critical to my motivation, about what I do every day, day in and day out, 7 days a week. I spend time working on the things that I'm passionate about. And so many people ask me, where do you get the energy at your age to do all the things that you're doing? And I say, I just seem to have it. I live a life that seems to have a lot of energy. You know, I got a furnace inside me that's burning and it doesn't seem to want to run out. But I think the number one thing, as a matter of fact, I know the number one thing is I get 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night. Now I get up at somewhere between 4:45 and 5 a.m. and I go to bed somewhere between 9 and 9:30. That window, I mean, I just conk out. I mean, come 9:30, I have a hard time keeping my eyes open because I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And because of that discipline over the years, my body has recognized that it's going to get what it needs and I wake up refreshed. I mean, like I actually had a super long power nap. And what happens from there is that all my decisions going forward are being processed by a brain that has been reset and is good to go. Now, I find some of the times I make the worst decisions in my life are when I'm tired or when I'm hungry or when I haven't had, you know, the decision-making power to make a choice that was right for me and I went with the easier choice, the softer choice, instead of the one that was good for me. Now, I know motivation is much stronger in the morning than it is in the afternoons and evenings. Just my ability to make solid decisions are so much better in the morning. I can make very self-esteem building motivational changes in my life and decisions in my life in the morning versus later in the day or even in the evening. So I struggle with some of those decision-making ones in the evening, like what food should I eat? I found, though, the better my sleep, the greater my ability to make choices, specifically as the day goes further and further along, and those choices become better and better. Sleep is everything. And this isn't just my opinion or one man's experience. This has long been established as science that 7 to 8 hours of sleep is simply the best way for you to have a fantastic life in the areas that you want. But you got to take the effort. You got to step into those areas so that you can establish a rhythm of getting that sleep. So let me talk a few things about that. So number one is picking a time to go to bed and picking a time to get up. And I remember talking to one of the gentlemen I coach, and he was having a hard time getting up. He would sleep. He had no particular time he would get up. And he would really go to bed sometime around midnight. And it would just fluctuate. He'd be in bed with his phone and have all sorts of different inconsistencies with that. And so I said, get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, no matter what, no matter how you feel, get up and get going. And the first several days were really difficult for him, right? He was lethargic. He had a hard time getting going and stuff like that. But what he found is he was able to get, you know, a simple workout in. He was able to use that extra time. He'd take his time as he rolled into work, and he got to work by 6:30 in the morning. And by 6:30, he was already knocking out so much stuff at work. So by come 3 o'clock, he was done. He had the rest of the day to go do whatever he wanted to go do, because that's what he was a worker that got on the phones a lot. And so by the time 3 o'clock rolled around, he was done and he was finished with his day and he was able to move on to something else. Now, what ended up happening with him is that after 5 or 6 days of getting up at 5 a.m., his body naturally shifted to a 9 to 9:30 go to bed where he wanted to fall asleep. He just got tired. And because of that, his whole circadian rhythms, that's the rhythms of how you sleep, started shifting on him. And that discipline of knowing when to go to bed and that discipline of when he was waking up, the body adjusted and it simply changed. And when that change occurred, the body naturally started changing all of its behaviors for that new set of rhythms of when it's going to get sleep. And it almost became addictive, right? That discipline really caught hold of him. And within 2 weeks, he was so fired up about how he was feeling. He just felt physically 100% better. You know, his attitude was better. He's smiling a lot more. You know, just the fundamental shift of, are you getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep? And for him, it was a magic pill. So he just shifted his times. And that's the very first discipline, is establishing a wake up and establishing a go to bed time and holding to it. Now, some of you may say, hey, well, I just lay in bed and I stare at the ceiling because I'm not tired. Well, there's some things you can do there as well. The first thing I found for me is to blacken the room. Take out all the light as much as possible. If you have a lot of light coming in from the outside, you may want to get a little heavier curtains or hang something over the top of them or close them up. But what works for me is the fewer light distractions, the better. So I had this challenge at hotels. I travel a lot. And all the hotels I would go to would have a series of lights in the room. There would be a light on the ceiling. There's some of them even had exit signs. I could see underneath the door. I see the bathrooms. And so there was a big problem with just controlling the light. If I was in a hotel that was near a freeway, I could see the freeway lights coming through the window. And so what I did is I started carrying eye patches, things that go over your eyes that blocked out the light. And initially, those seemed awkward. I didn't like things sitting over the top of my eyes. But after a couple of times, boy, did I start really, really liking an eye patch over my face as I slept. Now, depending on the size of your head and what you're doing and your hair and stuff like that, I ended up having a set of eye patches that were custom made, simply sewn, custom made. I use air quotes on that one. My wife sewed them for me and they were beautiful. And they went over my eyes. And so over time, I started learning these tips and tricks to shut down the light. So that was in hotels. But when I came home, I controlled my room. I was able to get all the lights and turn them down, if not off. That included the clock lights, any of my phones, any of the lights that might be from power sources, any of the light that came around from the outside of the curtains. So I blacked out the room. And once I blacked out the room, man, I just conked out. Just like that, because there was no light to distract me. So that's the one trick. And the next thing is I stopped using my phone about an hour before I would go to bed. I just turned off my social media. I wouldn't keep checking my phone. I wouldn't look at the news. I wouldn't look at Facebook, any of that kind of stuff, right? Instagram, TikTok videos. I find that anytime I start digging into that before I go to bed, my sleep is disrupted. It's just a fact. I turn that stuff off and I stay off of it until I get up the next morning and I'm up for at least an hour before I go and check anything. That's been huge for me because I create the sacred time by which I'm going to go to sleep. This is the most sacred time, my 7 to 8 hours of my sleep, because everything else depends on it. Everything, my health, my mental capacities, my psychology, my decision-making abilities, my ability to drive a car, just how I feel about myself, my relationships with my family, all of those things, my career, how I handle money, everything is based on the decisions about how I feel and my physical well-being at that time. Fantastic. Okay, here's a couple other things. I make sure my room is somewhere between 62 to 64 degrees specifically if I can, right? So sometimes, you know, it's just hot here in Southern California. I can't control that, but I don't pile a bunch of blankets onto me. I put a fan on, but I try to lower the temperature as best I can. So if it's cool in the evenings, I leave the windows open and put an extra blanket on. And that also helps me settle in. It makes me feel a lot more cozier, right? You know, as I start dropping into sleep because I feel the cool air. That has also been very, very helpful for me. And I'll leave you with this last one. And that is, I started using things that would help me fall asleep, like rain noise or, you know, some of those background noises like a rainforest or a thunderstorm or anything that ambient sound. It helps considerably. And after a while, I found for me, I didn't need it because I just was able to fall right asleep. Excuse me. And so when I'm able to, if I get a little scrambled and I come into bed and the things are not going the way I want them there today, I will go and turn on that ambient sound and it will soothe me, make me feel better. And I will fall asleep pretty rapidly. And the ambient sound systems I have will play for an hour, maybe play for an hour and a half, and then they shut off. At the end of the day, though, all of these things add up to 7 to 8 hours of sleep. And it's the most powerful thing that I can do for my motivation. It's the most powerful thing that I can do to live a good, meaningful life because I feel good. All right, this is Robert Christensen with Motive for Life. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope that you are enjoying your life. I hope these podcasts are valuable to you. And I will talk to you next time. Bye. This has been a Motive for Life Productions, all rights reserved.